The Guardians have Tampa for the next four here at home, and then Minnesota right after that. So they are home until September 19th, so the 12th through the 19th. And first pitch tonight, a game that's on Fox, 7:15 p.m. 7:15 p.m. tonight as the Guardians try to go down this stretch run and try to figure it out. So I was talking about magic numbers before, and then I do want to ask you this at 216-474-0092. What's a successful season for the Guardians now at this point? What's successful? I'm going to ask you that in a second. I do have a question for both of you quickly. Dan Megan also here.
Good.
And as I was going through the magic numbers, pepperoni. I was trying to explain them to you in because there's a couple different ways to look at it. Like everyone will say 12, okay? 12 is probably the magic number that most people look at right now. That wins the Central for you. That makes you the second best team in the American League. 16 is what the Yankees number is to be the number one team in the American League, and the Guardians don't control their own destiny on that. So just hang on to that. So that's 16 if you want to be the top team, 12 if you want to be the number two team. And that would also mean that 12 also coincides with winning the Central. To get in the playoffs, though, the magic number is 7. That would be the sixth seed in the playoffs. So 7 is the magic number. Okay, to get in the playoffs.
Okay.
12 to win the Central. My question for you, when do you pop the champagne? When you get in the playoffs, or do you roll the dice and wait till you win the Central? And I don't even know if it's rolling the dice.
Get in.
When do you pop the champagne?
Get in.
Dan?
Get in.
Get in. So 7,
yep.
Right? That's what you should be looking
That's
at.
That's the winner, 7, yep.
Okay, I was just curious.
Get in.
And in
that's,
a one
that's
game
the goal, get into the playoffs.
In a one game playoff, should you pop champagne after a one game playoff? Even though we don't have that anymore, that used to drive me nuts.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. You win a one game playoff and you're popping champagne after that.
Was so successful, it's gone.
Well, you guys didn't believe that it was a playoff game. You're like it was just an extra game. I used to argue with somebody in here about that all the time.
No, I'd be like,
I always thought it was a playoff game and it should be counted as a
playoff game. We were the same. No. I was all about it doesn't matter. If it's one game, that's what the series is. If it's three games.
Revisionist memory over there.
No way.
Yeah, I think it was said he played more than 162, therefore it's the playoffs.
It's a playoff.
Yes. Wait a second. I know we had this conversation somewhere in our 13 years of this show. And I said it's winning a playoff series, even if it was just one game. It's the playoffs. You should say we made the playoffs. If you lost in that one game wild card series, they're like, oh, you didn't really make the playoffs. No, you 100% made the playoffs. You played past 162. Now you're saying all three of us are in agreement on that?
You didn't make the playoffs, but you played postseason baseball, if that makes sense. You got to get into a playoff series.
If you made it to – that was a series. You just said you would pop champagne after a one game win, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said I would pop champagne for getting in now.
Yeah, forget about now because now it's right. Now I can live with everything. My point was,
Andy,
you made the playoffs.
Andy,
if you made that,
I thought
no,
we weren't going to look back.
I'm not looking back.
Well, or was that just football?
No, it's football. Turn the page Tuesday.
There we go.
All right. Then answer my other question for me, my friends, now that you suddenly agree with me on the other one. First time in the history of 13 years of the show. What are the expectations for the Guardians now? What is a successful season from this point?
You're not going to like this at all.
Oh, I know I'm not.
It already is. It already is. Anything from here is gravy. If you get knocked out in your first playoff series, hey, great season, guys. You win one, even better. You go deep, oh my goodness. It's already a successful season. The entire organization should be commended.
Okay, I'm commending you. Great job. It has been a great season. They have exceeded expectations to this point.
Agreed.
I will be bummed out if they don't at least look competitive in the first round. That will bum me out.
Well, why would you think they wouldn't? And I'm.
It happens. It happens in baseball. Bigger than the moment. You get to the postseason, and all of a sudden young guys are like, their eyes are wide open. Like the ballpark doesn't look like the same ballpark it has all year.
Okay.
And so
I don't expect that to happen.
I expect them to be competitive in the first series anyway. I think they could be competitive all the way through, no matter if they, you know, to make it out of the first round.
If their bats, if what we've seen lately out of the bats continues, And if the starting pitching that has looked pretty good, Matthew Boyd.
It just feels settled.
Tanner Bibee.
Yeah.
If Gavin Williams can go out tonight and right the wrong that was his last start, yikes, that'll help. I don't think you'll have confidence in Gavin the entire time, though. Just basically knowing that he's been up and down and coming back from his injury has not been a consistent force. Sometimes he's looked incredible, though. That doesn't mean I wouldn't put him out there in a playoff game, but I would. I think they're capable of a lot of things, especially with that bullpen, man.
I agree. I just think once you get there, anything can happen.
Yes.
It really can, especially absolutely. In baseball more than any other sport.
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah.
That's why they play so many games to figure out who the best team is. I mean, if you played even a 30-game season, Andy, like if they started right now and played a 15-game season, okay, just 15 games,
okay,
maybe the White Sox win the division. You know, over the next 15 games, perhaps the White Sox would have the best record, but that's not indicative of, you know, the way the teams are, and that's why anything can happen in a short series.
Dan, what are the expectations for you?
I mean, at this point, I'm pretty happy. I'm kind of what Jeff is. I'm kind of happy with where it is. But I think my expectation after that is exactly what you laid out. Man, just be competitive. Don't get your doors blown off. Don't show up and have the offense completely fall asleep. I don't think it'll happen because I think the pitching staff is going to keep them into every playoff series. And the fact that the pen is as good as it is, and the fact that you got a couple of starters who are not used to going deep into games that you can kind of compound together. Did you guys see, actually, that they're bringing Tristan McKenzie out of the pen down in AAA?
Good idea.
And he's been pitching pretty darn well coming out of the pen for about two innings.
Guys
might be onto something there.
Guys don't want to do that because, with rare exception, those guys don't make the big bucks. But making pretty big bucks is a lot better than having to go to Korea.
You know what feels good, too? Playoff shares, if you're on the roster.
Well, and especially, and I know nobody wants to hear about this one, but especially after what you've been reading about what's happening with Diamond Sports Group and the NBA and what's starting to happen with Diamond Sports Group and MLB, it sounds like they're all going to be taking less money again. So, let's see. The NBA already announced they're taking less money for all the regional broadcast networks. So, aka money that your baseball team would use to bring in free agents. So, yeah, get those playoff shares. Get as deep as you can.
I was reading this morning about Prime, who has tonight's Thursday Night Football, right? And how they're getting into stuff. And the option of maybe seeing the regional baseball, basketball, hockey platform maybe move into that world more so. And I think
and
you kind of see
it. Pay like $20 a month to stream it, well, I saw.
Yeah, it is fascinating to look at ESPN3. Right, and you go on ESPN3 and you see how many games are there. I mean, like during college baseball, college softball. I don't. You know what's great? Like, and I know this is really Andy Baskin type, but during the Olympics, to be able to watch everything track and field individual.
Yeah,
like every event had its own channel.
That's cool.
And by the way, Thursday Night Football tonight. You know they're enhancing it again. Where you can have an alternate stream where you can basically see the All-22 during the game. And they touched on that last year. Did they do it every year?
Little bit of news before we get that far. Browns have placed cornerback Miles Harden on injured reserve. So another defender heading to injured reserve. He was a seventh-round pick this year. The team has signed linebacker Michael Barrett to the practice squad as well.
Beat up.
They are beat up. Oh, this isn't a good way to start week two. The good thing is, Juan Thornhill's the only starter, though, that went on the IR this week, right? Pretty sure. So, I mean, as far
Maurice
as...
Maurice Hurst as well, depending on how you want to look at Maurice Hurst.
He plays a lot.
Yeah, I know he plays a lot.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know. They got to come back. It's next man up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just think, and Njoku is the other one, sorry. So one on defense, one on offense.
Well, Njoku not on the IR. He's just out
week to week,
with the
off
ankle
this
injury.
Week. Yeah. Correct, yeah. correct. Sorry. Yeah. Well, at least they can get Njoku back within 3 weeks because once you put a guy on there, you're automatic for four. And then the other good news was that Kevin said the other day that none of those guys that were put on the IR are out for the season.
Correct.
So that was a good thing moving forward. All right, let's come back. I do want to talk a little bit more about the Guardians. I want to ask you that question again. What will a successful season for the Guardians be from this point on? What will it be? I'm asking you that, and you can answer that question at 216-474-0092.